1160 The Quest presents Honest to God, What's on Your Mind? A show for young adults by young adults.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hello and welcome. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. This is Honest to God, a production of The Quest, Atlanta's Catholic Radio. Super pumped to be here today. We are at the Ark Live, as all episodes of Honest to God are, in Dahlonega, Georgia, right by Hidden Lake Life Teen Camp. Super excited. We got Mackenzie back in the studio after, yes. I don't know, years?
Yeah, honestly.
Many years? Yeah, you're going to have
maybe
to give
us an update. Maybe one or two. We'll see, yeah.
Yeah, and the fun facts, you got to tell us, like, where you've been, what you've been
right.
doing. Right. Yeah. And then we got Katie. Katie, you're a pro. You're here all the time. You know exactly what's going on. And I am I'm without my Britney Spears mic this time, which is kind of frustrating.
Right.
I have to lean over to the microphone every time I want to talk. I don't have the freedom of mobility when I do.
A real podcaster.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy. Yeah. But anyway, I'm super excited about today's episode. We're going to be talking about Thanksgiving, thankfulness, Friendsgiving, all that stuff. I was given papers upon papers of stuff to do. There's a big party going on about, I don't know, 150 yards to my right over in the Givens house, which we're going to get to jump in on here in a minute. But first, we're going to get started. So let's do this. Anybody want to volunteer to lead us in prayer?
I can pray.
Mackenzie, I feel like you ought to.
Right. That's yeah. Okay. That's good. Okay. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for the fall and for community. Thank you for the leaves and for revealing yourself through the faith to us. We love you, Lord, and we praise you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Short and sweet.
That was solid. That was okay. A great prayer. Yeah, that was a... I don't grade prayers. I'm not supposed to do that anymore.
Right.
But
right.
If I did, I'd give you like a... It'd be an A, for sure.
Okay.
It'd be like a 92.
Okay.
That's how I'm feeling.
I take that.
I will say that when you said thank you for the fall,
at first I know.
Thank you for autumn, I thought you meant like thank you for the fall of man. Like,
no.
But there's
I definitely meant autumn, yeah.
But there's some philosopher, I'm embarrassed, I don't remember the name, but talks about, happy fall.
Yeah.
Because, and the idea is that it was because of the fall, right? Because of the decision to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil that Jesus ended up coming to save us from our sins. So I thought it was like a really deep philosophical prayer.
Oh, yeah.
And then you started to talk about like leaves and stuff and kind of lost me on that. But that's okay. It's all good. So super excited about today. We're going to have you guys here first segment. Then y'all are going to go eat. And then we're going to have group two come in second segment, I think. So since today is the day that it is, which is a live airing of Honest to God,
right.
We're very close to or on Thanksgiving.
Right.
Well, we're not on Thanksgiving because it's not Thursday because it's a Saturday.
Correct.
But whatever day it is, which I know is very close to Thanksgiving, and that's what we're going to dig into today. So I want to start just sort of big picture and get all sappy and whatever and talk sort of about favorite Thanksgiving memories that you guys had growing up and all of that. But we can't do any of that before we do fun facts. You just owe us one, Katie, but you've earned a second one. So you owe us two, Mackenzie, whenever you guys are ready.
Did you want to?
No,
go?
You go. Oh, okay. I'll go
it's
first.
It's fine, Mackenzie. Just leave for 2 years and then come back and take over the show.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
fine. Yeah, we can switch seats if you want.
The yield sign. That was totally my bad. But, well, as always, it's good to be back with everybody, and it's good to be around the table, and it's good to be with you, Mackenzie. I haven't met you before except 5 minutes ago, which is amazing.
None of those count as fun facts, Katie.
I understand that,
okay,
but I'm just making a statement.
Keep us honest.
Because I'm thankful to be here. I would say my... This is a family tradition that stemmed either from Thanksgiving or from Christmas, and I'm pretty sure it is Thanksgiving.
Wait,
so
are
it's
you
relevant
trying to incorporate
now.
That into a fun fact? Because I said that's what we were going to do to start off with.
Yes.
I feel like that's double dipping, but it's okay as long as Mackenzie doesn't do it as well.
Well, it is a fun fact about myself and my life.
Right.
My family started a tradition around Thanksgiving that everything that is store brand, we have to give it a flavor.
Okay.
So if it's store brand, like, let's say store brand milk, you know, we'll say, it's Walmart flavored.
Oh, I like
or,
that. Kirkland flavored, yeah.
Or Publix flavored, you know, cereal or something like butter, you know, just anything. I don't know how that came to be, but it has stuck with us to this day. I literally, like last night we were unloading the groceries from Publix and literally that was
We were just like, oh, it's Publix flavored oatmeal. And I'm just like, how did we even get to talking about this? And then I realized, yeah, it was from Thanksgiving.
I love the bizarre little idiosyncrasies that families have for stuff like that.
That sticks.
We play a really serious, super competitive game every day when we get in the car called School Bus Yellow Car. We got Yellow Car from Annie Glockner, right, who you know, and School Bus from my wife. And you get a point for every school bus. You get a point for every yellow car. And whoever wins at the end of the trip wins. It doesn't count if the school bus is always parked there. Dealerships don't count. Semi-trucks don't count. Motorcycles do count. Mm-hmm. We have all of these rules in place. And, I mean, we get into it every day on the way to school on, like, a vacation. Ooh. You know, you can get dozens and dozens, and it's ridiculous. Sort of keeping up in the math, and somebody's back there with, like, a napkin writing down who's got what. So I like those strange little family things.
It makes it interesting. Makes it unique as well.
I love it. All right, Mackenzie, what you got?
Okay, fun fact. Well, I just graduated college.
Heck yeah. So that's a fun fact. I believed in you, Mackenzie.
Thank you.
I didn't believe any of those guys when they said, there's no way Mackenzie's ever going to graduate.
I know, and here I am, graduating college.
Heck yeah, right here. It's amazing.
Yeah. Second fun fact is yesterday I went to, like, an apple orchard with actually Annie Glockner and one of our other friends, and they had cows there, and I got licked by a cow.
Oh, so, it's remarkably unpleasant. Like, it seems like it's going to be a lot nicer, but their tongues are really, like,
oh, see, gray. I didn't even feel it. Sandpaper. It was on my jeans, so.
Oh, okay.
Ew.
Feels like sand. It's like being licked by a really big cat.
Oh.
You ever been licked by a cat?
Yes.
I felt like we were best friends after that.
Yeah, I like that. I have a philosophical issue with apple picking.
Oh, I thought you were going to say cow.
No, yeah. That's my Israel-Palestine conflict. Cows don't have a right to exist. No. Is that too much? Okay. It drives me crazy because we do, like, small-scale farming, homesteading-y stuff, right? We have our own chickens and turkeys and goats and all that stuff. Oh, and I think it's part of the game. I have to give this up to somebody because I said the word turkey, which is a strange game. I didn't know I was playing until I started. But and so we do a lot of, like, no one gets excited when it's time to harvest anything, right? Mm-hmm. When I'm like, grab a pitchfork, we're gonna go after potatoes now or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the concept of me paying money so that I can do farm labor just really I understand why it's, like, a fun thing for some people, but every time my kids are like, I want to go apple picking, like, that's weird. That's weird because you never want to go cut asparagus in the garden. All right, that's strange because we have a lot of strawberries that are going to rot in the ground because you don't want to go pick those. So, no, but I'm glad you went, and I'm glad you got licked by a cow.
It was honestly an interesting experience too because we went a little bit late. So, like, mm-hmm. all the apples that were our height were already picked. Okay. So we had to get on each other's shoulders.
That's actually
in order to pick them.
That's
better. Or on your knees or pick up the ones on the ground.
That should not too bad. Actually. They should charge extra for that. I think that's cooler, right? The fact that you had to be creative to get the apples.
Yeah, we were
discount.
Did they give you the little pickers? No, it's just like good luck.
And then it was also like majority of the fields were taken, so we had to go searching. Like, I don't know. They didn't give us any info, but it was fun.
Mad respect to whoever came up with the concept of we should charge more for fruit and make people do the manual labor to pick it. I love that, actually. That's really cool. We used to collect a bunch of we had a couple of crabapple trees where we lived before we moved to our new place. And we used to collect them all and put them in 5-gallon buckets and dump them out and hope that the bears would come in. And we'd get some bears on, like, our trail cameras and stuff.
Oh,
we did. Yeah, we saw some great bears. We didn't shoot any of them. That would be, because that's technically bait. But it was neat to get them in and you could see them from the house and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. I want to talk about all things Thanksgiving. I want to dig into what was Thanksgiving like when you were a kid. I want to dig into favorite traditions. And I want to dig into Thanksgiving is sort of our only major, more or less totally secular holiday. And I want to talk about how, I don't know, I don't want to say combat that, but I want to say, like, how do we bring that in what's probably going to be really cheesy kind of ways, but to be like, okay, this is great. This is Thanksgiving. We need to celebrate this, but let's remember that everything we have are actually blessings from God and bring Jesus Christ back into Thanksgiving a little bit. And I'll start because I like to talk.
Okay.
Every year for Thanksgiving, we got in the car and we drove all the way up to my dad's, either my aunt Eileen's house, his sister, or his brother, Uncle Steve's house in Atlanta, which is about a 3.5-hour drive from my little town in South Georgia. And we ate the exact same thing every single year. And it was the most wonderful thing in the entire world. We didn't, and I now that I'm a dad, I regret this. We didn't do the like go around the table, say what you're thankful for stuff, right? But we just had this, I don't know, it's just warm and good. And we spent the whole week there. And now I've been married for 15 years. We always do Thanksgiving with my in-laws, so my wife's family, because it's the only break that my sister, who's a nun, can get, right? She gets a week to go. It's the only time of year she gets a week to go wherever she wants. She can go by herself. She doesn't have to go with another sister or whatever because it's a secular holiday. And I love it. I love spending time with my sister who's a sister. But I really miss all the same exact foods that I only ate that time of year from the time I was a little bitty John Henry Span. So I don't know. I wish that there had been a little more, I don't know, something more exciting, like tradition wise. But I do, like, you look back on those with so much nostalgia. And I miss it. I miss all the, like, I miss the cranberry from a can. And the cranberry and sauce the from a can. Yeah. Just, like my wife's like family, they do real cranberry sauce, which is objectively right. better. It tastes right. better. And I miss the old stuff. So right. I don't know.
The nostalgia.
All right. Okay. What about you guys? If
well,
you don't do something, we're starting on Thanksgiving and Catholic Roots trivia game sheet well, that I was okay. handed. Right.
So when I was like, I don't know, probably five, we got a little dog that was black and white and we named him Oreo.
Awesome.
And so then for some reason it became a thing that every year we have to have Oreo pie. So we make aww. Like Oreo pie for Thanksgiving.
Not out of the dog.
No. No,
out of the actual Oreo.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Trina. Yes, yes, sorry. Yes.
That's good. No, that but, makes sense.
So very different, very different. But yeah, we have Oreo pie.
Is that it? Who do you spend Thanksgiving with?
Like, oh, true.
Give me the rundown of what Mackenzie's extended family Thanksgiving looks like.
Okay, so it has looked very different now, I would say, mm-hmm. because like a lot of my cousins are older, have their own families. Like my siblings are getting older, having their own families. So, but it like mostly my mom's side of the family. And then like my cousins would always come over. We used to go to my cousin's house, but now it's kind of at our house. Mm-hmm. And then we like, I don't know, we prep food. We watched the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade.
Oh, my wife's that's family does that. We never Macy's watched it. I didn't even, like, I knew of it conceptually, but
right.
I never watched it before. I mean, and now it's like a big deal.
Yeah, I know.
You must watch it.
It's like
yeah.
my favorite thing. And then the dog show comes on after that. Or the,
yes.
the dog, yeah.
Uh-huh. Westminster Kennel Club. Mm.
Yeah. Yes. So we watched some of that. And then now we'll, yeah, we usually do like more of a lunch. And then later on, our little town has their tree lighting Thanksgiving night. So we go to the tree lighting for Christmas, even though it's not really.
No. We've established this on this show oh, before. The
okay.
earliest it is acceptable to do Christmas lights is after you've eaten Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, then perfect.
As long as you've eaten the food, then you can do the thing. And listen, I got a lot of opinions about right. doing the lights during Advent and whatever. Okay,
right.
whatever. We can argue about that. But,
no, I
but. It is an ontological fact, right? Thomas talks about this in the Summa, right?
Yeah. Right.
That you can't celebrate. You can't do any Christmas decorations before
right.
Thanksgiving.
So many people I want to roast right now,
and
but
I
we
agree.
Don't do that because we're charitable.
Actually, I have a list right here. We're going to go through the proper nouns, the first and last okay. names of everyone and their address if they have Christmas lights up already. Yeah. No, that's good. That's beautiful. Yeah, the Thanksgiving Day parade and the dog show, which
the
is
dog
awesome.
Show.
And we, my wife's family, I'm not a big sports guy, but right. we do the football. We always watch whoever,
oh yeah,
whatever team is currently the Redskins, right? What their game against whoever? That's a big thing in the house now,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, it's a lot of fun. What about you, Katie? What you got?
Oh man, well you know I think it's kind of the same for me. Like our Thanksgivings. See, my father is one of nine, so you know Thanksgivings are gonna be big. Regardless of who comes, like even if half the family comes, like that's still going to be right. pretty big. But I would say one unique tradition we have is we have three turkeys, which it isn't really that unusual.
Oh, I think you heard both of them now.
No, not sorry. Both of them.
No.
She
said both of them. She said that you have to give both up. I'm not going to enforce
what?
That right now, but that was just the rule that Janice said in her house. For those of you who this doesn't make any sense to, once again, there's clothespins, if you're listening on the radio, that everyone's wearing. And anytime somebody says turkey, they have to give them up. I don't have any, so I'm going to say all I want, turkey. I'm a free man now, Katie. So I'm not going to like enforce that, but according right. to Janice, you are supposed to give her both your pens. Sorry,
that's
back
okay.
to your turkey yeah. story.
Okay, well, there are three birds, and they're all stuffed, and one is fried, one is smoked, and one is the traditional baked.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everyone pretty much knows what to do, you know, in that scenario. Like, you know, everyone has a place. I haven't earned my place yet, because I'm still technically a kid.
Right.
Even though, you know, I've been an adult for several years now. But
no,
I've
been stuck at this the kids' table, even though I have six children. I still stay at the kids' table with all my cousins.
It's like my dad's main family. My dad always sits at the kids' table with us, which, like I said, my youngest cousin just, because I don't have siblings, my youngest cousin just graduated high school, so she's a college girl now. So, like, we're not even kids anymore, but, right. I mean, we still, some of my cousins do legitimately have their own children, so it has to be, have to have a legitimate kids' table. So, you know, like I said, I think everyone just kind of knows their place. Everyone knows what they're doing. And hopefully one day I'll earn my responsibility at the meal.
Wait, what do you earn, though? You said everybody has their place. You mean their physical place at the table?
Well, yes, but everyone does something. Like, we've got, you know, I have my uncle that does the mashed potatoes. And then I have my grandmother who is, God bless her, she's in her 90s now, and she still does the, that's another, darn, I should have said this as a fun fact. We have, we still have the pie, but we have what's called strawberry banana jello.
Okay.
Which is like actual strawberries and actual bananas in the jello. My grandmother does that. You know, somebody brings something, and, you know, with my aunt having, her husband has deep Southern roots, you know, they bring some kind of Southern dish. They'll bring like cornbread stuffing or awesome. You know, the gravy with the eggs in it, you know, it's just like, you know, everyone, that's what I mean by everyone has their place. Everyone knows what they're doing at the meal prep.
In my experience, both sides of the family, Thanksgiving is the one holiday where there is like a clear, there are clearly defined gender roles. Mm-hmm. And after my grandfather died, and once again, this is my side of the family. I don't go there anymore. I go with the in-laws. I don't think I've ever seen any of the men, and you can tell me your thoughts on this, ever do anything with the meal prep. Now, there's lots that are good dishwashers and stuff at the end. That's the rule of my house, right? Mom makes the dinner.
You actually have somebody do that, too.
But it is just all the ladies are in the kitchen while I just sit like a fat, disgusting blob on the couch watching football. And I mean, I love it. I love this setup. That being said, it's not terribly politically correct.
Well, there were reasons as to why everyone did what they did, and it's funny to know my dad's reason as to why he doesn't have a place, and I won't reveal it now.
That's fine.
But it's
AM radio. Dozens of listeners worldwide.
Exactly. You never know. But needless to say, you know, that's just an interesting fact about that. That's a good thing about having, and why you should have big families. You know, why you should have lots of kids so that you can teach them, you know, one day they can be the mashed potato guy, or they can be the
reason I would argue to have big families, to make sure that all the meal prep is covered on major holidays.
When you're old and decrepit, you know, and can't do anything.
So here's a question I want to throw out there. Uh-huh. Do both of y'all go with the same side of the family every Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. So I do too now. And it was like sort of a sticking point there for a while with my wife and I, right? Whose family do we go to the separate holidays with? When my sister-in-law, who's now a nun, entered the convent, it became like, oh, obviously we're going to go on your side for Thanksgiving because that's the one holiday she gets off, so we can spend a week with her. And that made a lot more clear cut. I always wonder, though, how other people like square that circle. How do you solve that? How do you say, no, we're always with mom's side of the family for this holiday versus this? Like, what was it with you guys? And do you have any idea what the logic behind it was?
For my family, so like my mom's side, some of my mom's side lives in Georgia, but then all of my dad's side lives in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. So there's just, we just have never like traveled up there for holidays.
For anything?
Yeah. Well, we'll go up there like usually once a year or so, but like just for visit, but it's never for holidays. and so it was just kind of, that's how it was, I guess. But now we're starting to enter, like my sister is married and has a kid. And so they're going back and forth, and so that's definitely been
long.
No, and it's Checking definitely been like I'm like, they talk about, I'm like, ooh, like this year they're going to the in-laws house, and I was like, no, but because my family's smaller too, so it's like when one person's missing, like you, it's just like, which I'm sure in big families too, but So right now they're going back and forth, okay. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, when I was a kid, we always did my dad's side. I don't know why. He was one of eight. He had seven who survived into adulthood, and it was the same way. It was a giant. There's just all these people. It just became a thing. And if you told me, actually, we're going to go to mom's this time, I'd be like, but they're all old. I'd be the only kid there. That's not fun.
That's true. I've been there.
I've been very happy with how it. Like, we do Christmas with my side, and then we do Thanksgiving with her side.
That makes sense.
So it works out. Also, Christmas is like 45 minutes from my house, which is really nice. Normally, we make the drive all the way up to Maryland for Thanksgiving, but we're not doing that this year because everybody's coming to see us because we have a new house and they want to come see it. So it's the best. Nice. My wife's family's all coming down, and sister's flying in, and all that fun stuff. No. So it's going to be really, really good. All right. We've got about 7 minutes left until the break, and I was handed trivia. So I want to do trivia. Okay. We're going to do that. Okay. I can't wait.
Just Thanksgiving trivia?
Well, I have trivia, actually, but I'm going to start with the, quote, Thanksgiving icebreaker questions with scripture. I'm not going to read the scripture because they seem like really like far reaches, but they're good questions. Okay. So once again, because it's technically a secular holiday.
Right.
all right. So this is an easy answer for me. And this is just anybody who wants to answer it. You don't both have to. What is one Thanksgiving dish you pretend to like but secretly avoid? I mean, I've got one while you're thinking about it. Too. Mine is Watergate salad. Oh. There's always a Watergate salad thing. I don't like marshmallows. And my daughter, who I love to death, she's my favorite child. I love them all the same, but I like her the most of the time. She makes Watergate salad, and I'm told it's phenomenal. And people eat it and whatever, but I don't like it.
What is it?
I don't know. Do you know what Watergate salad is?
It's like, I think it's what Northerners call like fruit salad, if I'm thinking correctly. Like it's got apples and mayonnaise.
Yeah, it's got lots of fruit in it, but there's some like whipped green stuff in there.
Oh, I'm thinking
and
something
marshmallow.
Else.
Okay. I hear it's good. All the things sound good, but then when it's together, I'm just not about it. It's a texture. I'm a texture guy, so I fake it every year. Obviously, the stuffing is what it's all about. That's the only reason I'm really there, right? I love the stuffing. Inside the turkey, the whole piece.
Yeah,
we're old school. I can show you the turkey that we're going to slaughter for Thanksgiving. He's living right now his best life in my yard. He's my smallest Tom that we have in the barnyard right now, and he's doing great. I love the stuffing. But the Watergate salad, I just fake it for the sake of appearances. You had something, Mackenzie.
Yeah. Mine might be a bit controversial, but I don't like the T word. I can't
say
it because I have
I can say it all day long, right?
Yes.
You don't like turkey.
Yeah.
You just don't like it? What about with gravy on it and stuff? You can't?
Not really. Maybe it's just because, no, I don't know. I just don't really like it. Sometimes it's too dry.
It's not my favorite
meat, for sure. Most of the time, I feel like it's too dry.
I got to smother it with gravy and all of that stuff.
But
what about like sliced turkey meat, like for sandwiches? So you just not turkey?
I'd rather ham. Like I usually avoid turkey.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
Got me.
Okay, goodness gracious.
So now it's even though Katie was holding out, now she would have
both. Now she got
that.
Here, keep one.
No,
that's not how it works. You're abusing the game.
But I didn't give her all of mine.
But either way, you
I know, but then you
would have
gotten them all back, so now you should have two regardless. That's justice,
goodness gracious.
That is justice.
Oh.
No, that's fair. I kind of get that. It's probably my least favorite commonly eaten meat, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
I would agree.
What about you, Katie? You got any that you secretly dislike?
You know, this isn't served anymore, but we didn't do creamed corn very well. That was a Southern dish when my aunt married her husband. He's an excellent cook, but for some reason the creamed corn was just, for me, creamed corn needs to be a little sweet, just a little bit, because, you know, corn's a little bit sweet, but it was so salty and kind of gamey. And
gamey corn. I like that.
Yeah, well, it just, the texture felt gamey. So we haven't had that in a long time, but that was never my...
Did you eat it anyway?
Fate. I had a little bit of it, but it's hilarious because everyone at the table is kind of sifting around it, you know, to try and avoid it.
Yeah, if you just
because,
move it around.
You know, my father's side is from Pennsylvania, so...
Nobody's perfect, yeah.
Well, but it's, so, you know, we're all about traditional as possible, you know, any kind of Southern. I mean, we incorporated the smoked and the fried things because I caught myself that time because we, you know, because that's just a thing that we do now that we have blended families.
Right.
So that's, but I mean, yeah, that's, like I said, we haven't done that in a long time. They finally
got rid of the cream corn.
Yeah. So hopefully we can recreate the cream corn, but.
Corn is one of the only things that I can think of that I despised as a kid. Mm. And now I love it. I love corn. Yeah. I can't get enough corn. I think corn is amazing. Yeah. My mom makes cornbread like with the corn inside, like a big chunk. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. All right, we got time for one or two more. What is one thing you're thankful for that's not a person? So it can't be, you can't do like the cop out, like my siblings, my mom. Like, I'm super thankful for my wife. Cool. That's not interesting. What are you thankful for that's not a person? My cop out answer would be, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Such a cop out. So cheap. Do it anyway. Jeff. Jeff is the name of my black lab. He's my favorite living thing that's not an immediate relative of mine. I love this guy to death. We were out today checking a beaver trap line together. That's a whole nother story. But I love that dog more than anything. I don't know. Also probably my job. I really like my job, which is crazy, right? Good. A lot of people don't like their jobs. I'm in love with my job. I got work tomorrow. Awesome. Can't wait. It's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so great. Yeah.
Fabulous. I would have to say second chances, and particularly in getting back into shape. I actually kept my New Year's resolution this year, and I was excited. I'm happy to say that I've lost almost 40 pounds since the beginning of this year.
4-0? That's awesome.
So I'm sure by the time the end of the year rolls around, I will have lost over that, but I got into a fitness regiment, and I guess my cop out would be my trainer, because she's done a lot for me. Shout out to you, Callie. I would have to say second chances as far as fitness, because you get to be a certain age.
That was a better answer than my dog. That was
dogs are important.
That was really good. All right, and Mackenzie, you've got like 30 seconds, so hurry up.
Okay,
it'll be fast.
I would probably say right now the library, because I just graduated, and so now I don't have like schoolwork, and so it's really nice to go get fun books to read and not have to pay for them.
Like not college library, right?
No, okay. Like the regular library.
So big shout out, just as we close out here in the last couple seconds here. Libraries are amazing. Right. I just took all my kids to the library the other day because my wife had a baby and everything. They all got books. We got a couple DVDs. It was so much fun. So yeah, I too am thankful.
Yeah.
All right, but that is all the time we have. We're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to be back with two new people. You guys go eat. Thank you so much for being here. Ladies and gentlemen at home, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening to this Honest to God production of The Quest, Atlanta's Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.
More of Honest to God is coming up on AM 1160, The Quest.
Let's see. I have Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, and Paramount Plus, Spotify, and Apple Music.
Is that all?
Oh, and HBO Max.
There's nothing wrong with having streaming service subscriptions, but is it helping to bring you and others closer to Christ? Consider making the cost of one of those services to be your monthly donation to The Quest. We're totally listener-supported. We rely on donations from people like you.
And SiriusXM, too.
Please, prayerfully consider making a monthly donation to support AM 1160 The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
And now back to Honest to God, What's on Your Mind? A show for young adults by young adults on AM 1160 The Quest.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. This is Honest to God, a production of The Quest, Atlanta's Catholic Radio. Super pumped to be back for our second segment of our Thanksgiving episode. We got brothers, believe it or not. If you just listen to us on the radio, you won't be able to tell. But if you got the video, you won't believe me when I say that Logan and Peyton are both somehow biologically related. Very so. I'm sorry. I was giving them crap for that off air a second ago. It's not like an insult. You're both good-looking guys. I'm just saying you don't look like related to one another.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
I'll take that consolation prize.
We got Logan coming up in not too long doing a conversion story episode, which we're super excited about. Both are converts to the Catholic faith, which is fantastic. So stay tuned when we get into some of that stuff. But today we're not talking about that. We're going to continue our discussion on Thanksgiving, our second half of this hour on Honest to God. So I don't know. We normally start, you guys have never been on the show before. You just heard my whole spiel about no phones on the table, no inappropriate four-letter words, all of that stuff. But I don't know if anybody's ever told you this, but the first time that you come on the show, we always do fun facts. So you each owe us two fun facts about yourself. Just tell us something about you that, I don't know, might be interesting, might be fun. I mean, we had one guy tell us about the time that he was shot in the face. He survived because he was on the radio show, but I guess that means they don't have to be fun, but we'd prefer they're fun if you've got any.
Well, you want to go first?
Shoot, all right.
We should probably have you guys tell fun facts about one another. You don't have to do that. We'll let you decide, Logan.
All right. When Peyton used to dress as Superman when he was a kid, he'd have the whole get-up and have underwear on outside of his garment.
That's true. That is true.
That's beautiful. I like that, Peyton. All right, that counts as one, Logan.
All right. And then Peyton used to take his shirt off. Peyton used to take his shirt off and sing into an unplugged USB microphone. Justin Bieber.
That is true. That is true.
Fantastic.
That is true. I don't know if I have any fun facts about Logan.
You can't have him
I know.
Stop taking the high ground, Peyton.
Well, let's see. Logan was... in high school, he was in the JROTC class, and one time they were doing some kind of like running course, and he decides he's going to pass out in the middle of the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a bad decision. Yeah. Maybe not a fun fact, but definitely a little bit funny. And then, man, one more for you.
Got to be something embarrassing.
I know there has to be
middle
something.
Middle school or something.
How can I not think of one?
Come on, you got it.
What was it that you? I don't know, man. I'm sorry. I can't think of another one for him, but I'll tell you one fun fact about myself, and this is about the most fun that I get, is that I'm engaged to be married.
No way. When's the wedding?
Hopefully next October.
That's fantastic. Yes, highly recommend. I just celebrated, 14 years. I just had baby number 6.
Oh, that's
life
awesome.
Is good. One yes. boy, 5 girls. Dude, we're killing
awesome.
It in my house.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Josephine is a baby. She's 3 weeks old right now. So she's doing great. Congratulations,
well,
man.
Thank you.
Is your fiance Catholic?
She is not, but she is currently in OCIA.
Oh, no way.
Yes,
once again, that's even better. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
And I always say that on the show. The converts somehow are always better than the cradle Catholics are. So I think that's phenomenal. Congratulations, Peyton.
Well, thank you
so much. That is really great. All right, we're just going to jump right in, right? I've got a list from our I'm not supposed to say corporate overlords, from our producers, right? Of Thanksgiving stuff that we'll kind of go through and do maybe some trivia, maybe some questions, some of that stuff. But first, I just want to hear about, and this will be easy because you both shared the same experience. Tell us about Thanksgiving in your house. Tell us about growing up, Thanksgiving, what'd you do, what were the traditions, all of those things.
So generally, most of our family is Protestant. So.
Right. Same.
What we'll do is first we'll hit the mass in the morning if there is one, and then we'll go over to my aunt's house, my great aunt's house, and we'll spend about a few hours over there on Thanksgiving, and then at the end of the day we actually go to my maternal grandparents' house, and we will have a themed Thanksgiving.
What does that mean?
So he is from Pakistan. Yeah. So
wait, who's from Pakistan?
My technically step-grandfather is from Pakistan.
Okay.
And our grandmother's from Germany. So
wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So he sometimes we'll do like a Pakistani Thanksgiving, sometimes we'll do a German Thanksgiving.
I want to hear all about a Pakistani Thanksgiving.
It was very interesting.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot of lentils and stuff that I
wouldn't
normally eat. But it is cool. And there was one year we did a German Thanksgiving with like Rouladen and a bunch of other crazy stuff that I normally wouldn't eat. But
right.
Other than that, nothing too crazy. We don't get out and play football. Actually, at our aunt's house, we do play dodgeball. But
okay.
It's like the adults gather around in a circle, and the kids all get in the middle, and they throw balls at them. that's the closest.
Sounds really cathartic,
right,
actually.
Yeah.
Just hurl stuff
it's
at my children.
Nice, yeah.
So that didn't come up the last segment. We were talking about Thanksgiving traditions and the Thanksgiving football game. We never did that either.
Really?
But at my... So I currently, my wife's sister is a nun, right? She's a sister. So the only time we get to see her for any extended period of time is Thanksgiving. She gets a week off where she can go anywhere she wants. Throughout the rest of the year, she has to either on the holidays, right, Christmas and Easter and stuff, she's with her convent doing nun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other times, if she wants to go somewhere, she has to go with somebody else. But they get a week for Thanksgiving every year. They can go wherever they want. And we instituted a few years ago the Family Olympics. And it is the most fun in the entire world. We take it super seriously. Yep. It's got all these different games. There's like a big hide and seek game that's ridiculous. There's an egg toss game that's just, everybody just gets covered in egg yolk by the end of it. There's a trivia portion. There's all these pieces of it. You have to come up with a family name or a team name. You have to come up with like a dance or a song to introduce your team. And then grandma and grandpa, they're the judges, right? And it's the most fun in the entire world. Highly recommend the corniest, cheesiest, campiest games you can possibly come up with for Thanksgiving with your family.
You have to send us an itinerary on that.
Yeah, let me know. I definitely want to see it.
Well, you can bring down your Pakistani step-granddad, and he can rock and roll with us whenever you want.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
So I want to go through, we're going to go through a little bit of Thanksgiving trivia. We didn't do a lot of trivia last episode, so I've been handed this stuff that I'm supposed to go through. So we're going to do some of this. And I want to keep coming back to this theme, right, which is a tough one. I'm glad you guys said, you know, we go to Mass before all the Thanksgiving festivities and all that. Because Thanksgiving, once again, is a totally secular holiday, right? Was Abraham Lincoln, right, instituted Thanksgiving. I don't have anything nice to say about Abraham Lincoln. I refuse to on the show. That being said, he did institute Thanksgiving originally, right, during the Civil War. So I guess that was nice of him. Right, I appreciate that week off of work. But it's secular, right? We're not celebrating anything that is intrinsically Christian. And so it's interesting to hear all these different traditions that come out of it, because it's not like there's a wrong way to do Thanksgiving.
Right.
But this is from the Thanksgiving and Catholic Roots trivia game. I didn't know that was a thing, but we're going to do it right now. So I'm going to ask you guys, and you're not allowed to pick the same answer. We'll go back and forth with who gets to do it first each time.
Okay.
That sound good?
Okay.
All right, so the first one is, which Native American tribe celebrated the first Thanksgiving with the Pilgrims in 1621? It's multiple choice. All right, so I'm going to give you four options, and you tell me which one you think it is. A is Cherokee, B is Wampanoag, C is Iroquois, D is Sioux. Which Native American tribe celebrated the first Thanksgiving with the Pilgrims in 1621? You're up first, Logan.
Wampanoag.
Wampanoag. I would have gone with Wampanoag, too. Yeah.
The Cherokee.
You can go with Cherokee?
Yeah, sure.
I have no idea what the answer is. It is Wampanoag. Logan, all day long, you get 20,000 honest-to-God points. Congratulations.
Yay, I'm honored.
I know, it's exciting stuff. A big shout-out to the Wampanoags, right, by the way. I feel like we don't give them enough credit. Thanks for that, for the pilgrim stuff. Do you have something?
Well, I was going to say, honestly, I don't know if I've ever heard of the Wampanoag until...
I can definitively tell you I've never heard of the Wampanoag until I just read it.
That's awesome.
A second ago on that. One thing that I always think is interesting about Thanksgiving and is, you know, the Puritans, right? We call them the Puritans because they were coming over from England, and the purify part is them trying to purify Christianity away from the Catholic influence. Once again, I like Thanksgiving. I'm not knocking Thanksgiving, but there is something in that, right, for us to remember. Like the Puritans would not have been big fans of ours, and that's okay. We appreciate the whole Christianity thing. We appreciate the whole bringing the light of Christ to the new world. But big shout out to our Spanish and Portuguese brothers and sisters, our French brothers and sisters who were bringing the Catholic faith over here before that. All right, here we go. Oh, this one is intrinsically Catholic. And Peyton, you're gonna answer this one first.
Yes, right? Sir.
Which Catholic explorer celebrated a Thanksgiving Mass in Florida nearly 50 years before the Pilgrims? The options are A, Hernando de Soto, B, Juan Ponce de Leon, C, Pedro Menendez de Avilés, or D, Francisco Coronado.
I'm gonna go with C. I forget. I don't exactly know how to say his name, but I'm just gonna go with
Pedro
C.
Menendez de Avilés. I feel like you just said that, so I would have to repronounce that name. Thanks, man. All right, what you got?
B.
B, Ponce de Leon. That's a good guess. I feel like the Soto, just because I know that he was over here doing stuff. Mm-hmm. I know he's in Georgia.
Wait, can I change my answer to D?
To D? You're going to go Coronado? Coronado?
I just remembered the cross of Coronado in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
So. We watched that last night.
Yes.
Literally, me and my kids watched Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade last night.
It's a fantastic movie.
About three quarters of the way through it, but yes. I'm a huge movie guy, but most movies are terrible, especially if you're kids. We have like once a week maybe, we have like a movie night and I make a big deal out of it. Last night it was Last Crusade. All right, let's see. Movie. So you've got Ponce de Leon and you've got Coronado. Number two, the answer is Oh, it was your first answer.
Oh, man.
Pedro Menendez de Avelas. In 1565, Pedro Menendez de Avelas landed in St. Augustine, Florida, with 800 settlers. Upon arrival, they celebrated a Catholic Mass of Thanksgiving and shared a meal with the Tamuka people. This event predates the Pilgrim's Feast by decades and is considered by many historians to be the first recorded Thanksgiving in North America. In your face, Puritans. Oh, go team. I've been there, by the way. You guys should all check it out. It's got the shrine to Our Lady of La Leche. It is in St. Augustine. It is a beautiful little chapel there, and they've got on the spot where the first ever Mass was celebrated in North America. Wow. They've got like the where the altar was and all this. It's up. It's so stinking cool.
Yeah, we should go there.
And once again, that'd be cool. Yeah, as a reminder to all of our sort of Anglo Catholics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just because it was English Christians who landed here first did not mean they were in the United States that we think of as sort of the original pilgrims. They were not the first ones. It was the Catholics. It was mm-hmm. the Spanish Catholics,
sure
right?
Was.
Big shout out to the Georgia Martyrs, all those guys. All right, cool. We're gonna do two more. All right. Let's see. Which Catholic feast day often coincides with American Thanksgiving week and emphasizes gratitude? I think we're back to Peyton gets first guess, right?
I think it's him.
Is it you?
Man, yeah. That's
okay. So is Logan, here are your options. A, the Feast of Christ the King. B, the Feast of All Saints Day. C, the Feast of Saint Cecilia. Or D, the Feast of the Presentation of Mary.
It's I'm not gonna say the Feast of the Presentation of Mary.
Are you? I feel like that's one I don't. Isn't presentation a polite way of saying circumcision?
Whoa!
Hold up.
Maybe I'm wrong, but like because
no, I think you're actually because
I had a kid for years so. who not for years but 1 year in, who I was teaching who raised their hand when we were talking about the mysteries of the rosary and she said. She was telling me that the fourth joyful mystery was the circumcision of Jesus. I was like, I think it's presentation. She's like, I think it means the same thing. And she's 12. And I'm like, oh, well, I'll check it out. And she was right. So maybe.
Yeah, I think you are correct. Huh. Yeah.
But you're locked in. Sorry, you can't change that answer. Peyton.
I'm going to go with, oh, man. Read me the options one more time, please.
All right. Sorry. So the options are Christ the King, All Saints Day, Saint Cecilia, or the Presentation of Mary.
Saint Cecilia?
I don't know. Let's do it. I mean, the only one that I know is in November is All Saints Day.
Right.
But that's on the opposite end.
Right, yeah, at the beginning, toward the beginning.
All right, let's find out. So that's number, hang on, let me see. It's the Feast of Christ the King. All three of us managed to be wrong on that one.
Oh, wow.
Man, we're really bad at this.
Yeah, you know.
Has anybody gotten one yet?
I think, did you get one?
I think I got one.
All right, so right now Logan's ahead. This is Peyton going for the tie right now. If you get this one, we'll have to do a tiebreaker. If not, that's all right. We're going to roll on to the next thing. All right, so let's see. Which Native American guide was baptized Catholic by Spanish friars before helping the pilgrims? And I'm not going to guess because I read this one earlier. I thought it was interesting. A, Squanto. B, Samoset. C, Massasoit, or D, Tonto?
I think it's, I'm going to go with A.
Isn't Tonto from the Lone Ranger?
I think
you're right.
You're going with Tonto all the way. And you're going to go with Squanto? We got Squanto versus Tonto.
Squanto and Tonto.
All right, let's see which one gets it. Squanto.
Oh, man.
There we go.
Tiebreaker.
Squanto was kidnapped and taken to Europe, where he lived in Spain and England. While in Spain, he was cared for by Franciscan friars and baptized Catholic. His unique experience and language skills made him an invaluable bridge between the pilgrims and the native tribes. The Tonto reference is playful, but Squanto's real story is deeply moving and spiritually significant. I'm pretty sure Tonto was from the Lone Ranger.
I think you're absolutely right.
You could say that he was predestined to be Catholic.
Hey, we're not doing any of that Calvinist stuff in here.
Okay, my bad.
All right, here we go. What is... Ooh. Oh, okay. All right, this is actually a good one. This is a good tiebreaker.
Okay.
All right. We're going to just go with whoever answers first, but you have to let me get through all of them. All right. What is the most consumed Thanksgiving food in the U.S. besides turkey? All right. And the answers are, or the options are A, pumpkin pie, B, mashed potatoes, C, stuffing, or D, cranberry sauce. Ready, set, go.
Stuffing.
Pumpkin pie. Oh, man.
We got a stuffing. We got a pumpkin pie. Let's see. Stuffing.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Stuffing.
Nice.
There you go.
Yeah.
Very good.
So, does it mean you won? Did you just win?
No.
You just won. Logan won. Congratulations, Logan. Way to go, brother. Nice. That's awesome. So this is a question that I sort of flirted with the last segment, but I want to make sure that I want to put some thought into it, right? I don't know. How do we... I'm just sort of like churning through this in my brain, so this might not make a whole lot of sense when I say it out loud, but I'm going to try it anyway. Once again, Thanksgiving, a secular holiday. That being said, Thanksgiving seems to be something that we try to make religious because gratitude is inherently religious. It's a very good thing, right?
Right.
So I guess the question is, what traditions did you have growing up, or what traditions would you like to introduce when you'll probably be having a family soon, right? When you have your own family, to remind us of the religious significance of Thanksgiving, of gratitude, all of that stuff. I'll just sort of roll for a little bit, and then when you got something, feel free to jump in. For the longest time, especially as a young guy, I thought that the whole everybody go around the table and see what they're thankful for thing was the cheesiest thing on planet Earth, and I hated it. I absolutely hated it. I hated it after I got married, my father-in-law did. I thought it was lame. I thought it was dumb. And we didn't do it on my side of the family growing up. Now, I'm 36 years old. I have 6 kids. I love it. I awkwardly make everybody go around and say, like, say one thing you're thankful for. I'd be like, nope, that's lame. That's not good enough. Give me something else. You can't say Halloween candy that's left over. You can't say whatever. Give me one thing you're thankful for. But I did that because, you know, I need reminders of that, right? We live wealthier, more opulent lives than the kings of Babylon, mm-hmm. just being like a regular working class American. We have so much to be thankful for, all of which is a blessing from God. And, I don't know. So I've incorporated that in a big way. What are y'all's thoughts?
So I think when I'm a bit older, maybe a little bit more wise, I think a good tradition might be to pray the rosary.
Heck yeah.
Out loud with the whole family, especially a Catholic family, a young Catholic family. Even normally that is good, but I think especially on Thanksgiving, like really meditating on the sorrowful mysteries of the rosary, because that is where Christ's sacrifice, that is where we really look at what he did for us on that day way back, 2,000 years ago?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
So we do the family rosary every night, and I always say that, and people are like, wow, that's amazing. I'm like, no, it's terrible. Like, we do a terrible job of it. Yeah. We do it, right? We do it. We usually do it while we're, like, doing chores at the end of the night. Mm-hmm. We got somebody on dishes, somebody on floors, somebody on count. We're doing all this stuff, and we're just, like, shouting it out, and some of my kids are saying it really, really fast, and then I'm, like, yelling at one of my kids in the middle of it. But we do it. But when people come over to visit, we make a point of like, all right, we're all going to go sit in the living room. Do you guys want to stay and pray the rosary with us after supper or whatever? And usually they'll say, yeah, maybe to be polite. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Right. But then we sit down and we pray the rosary and go through it. And it's the coolest thing in the world when you've got a bunch of people, especially people who aren't regularly doing it.
Right.
And it's also kind of a flex because like my kids pray the rosary. Like they can sit there and do it. Yeah. I feel cool about that.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's true. Neat. I mean, that's fair.
No, I love that though. I love the idea of actually praying together. I do. I work at a high school and I'm always really big on whenever we have like a basketball game or whatever, making sure that we're doing the sign of the cross before really the prayer starts. So just like make it clear. I'm actually really big on like, stop doing the Our Father. No, mm-hmm. no, we're praying. We're playing against Lanier, whatever, Baptist school or whatever. Now, Hail Mary, son. Oh, yeah. Get down there. Do the Hail Mary. Say it out. A big sign of the cross. Just to say, like, hey, that's not to be, like, shove it into somebody's face.
Right.
Right. But the idea is, like, no, this is what we're about. This
exactly.
Is
like, own it. Yeah.
Yeah. This is our thing. So I think that's cool. I love that idea. Do you got any thoughts, Logan?
Probably review the significance of the Eucharist.
Why? Maybe. I mean, I agree, but why?
The Eucharistia, the Greek word, means Thanksgiving.
Right.
So I would review the significance of the Eucharist.
Dude, I dig it. I dig that actually. Yeah, Thanksgiving not you know obviously it's not a holy day of obligation, but like I'm yet to hear anybody give me a good reason why you shouldn't go to Mass on Thanksgiving. You got the day off, probably.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Take your family to Mass. Right. Participate in the sacrament of Thanksgiving. Right. Yes, where we literally consume Jesus Christ.
Yes. Yep.
Heck yeah, I like that. All right, that's really good. All right, we're gonna go through a couple more of these questions. This isn't trivia though, so you can't get it wrong.
Oh right. Man,
you don't have to answer these, but I think these are all pretty good. All right, if you had to eat, this is a really tough question. Yeah, real deep kind of thinking question.
Deep thoughts.
If you had to eat only one Thanksgiving food for a week, what would it be?
Cranberry sauce.
were you guys canned cranberry? Or like fresh cranberry?
Yeah, always canned cranberry.
I just talked about that in the last segment. I was really? Like, my family growing up has always canned cranberry sauce. Yes. My wife's family makes like fresh cranberry sauce. It's awesome. All this thought goes into it.
It's like,
and everything. And like, yeah, I guess objectively, I guess it might taste better, but there's something about the.
Oh, yeah. The,
from the cans.
And the ridges.
Yeah, you slice it up.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You eat cranberry for a week? Cranberry sauce?
I think I've done that before.
That's awesome.
I think I've actually eaten freaking turkey sandwiches before.
That's true, yeah.
It's like
have.
All week.
There's our other fun fact.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Not for a week on turkey sandwiches.
After Thanksgiving, yeah.
Are you the same? Would you say cranberry?
No. Turkey sandwiches, you know. Okay.
If I get the gravy. Oh, yeah. I had to do this.
Disappointed.
Did I say it too? I don't know.
No,
he didn't catch me.
I don't think you did.
If he does now, you get it back.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Once again, if you're just now joining us, I don't even know where this game came from, but for some reason, everybody up at the house doing the Friendsgiving is covered in clothespins right now. And if you say the word turkey, which I can say all I want because I've got mine taken last segment,
last segment.
Then you lose your pins. I guess it's a. I don't know if you win something at the end.
Or... I don't know. I think it's just brownie points or.
When we did this last year, there was a winner, and they got this. Freakish mutant sweet potato that had been dug up out of the garden that had to weigh like 8 pounds. It's huge, misshapen.
Huge.
And like, it was a fight for who got to take
what
that
do you even do it?
Giant
what
sweet do you potato do home. I don't know. Doorstop? It was huge.
Doorstop.
All right, here's actually a good one. This is a little more topical. It's a little tenderer, right? What are you most grateful for this year that you didn't expect, right? If I were talking to you, right around Thanksgiving 2004, right? What's something that you would be, you have no idea you'd be thankful for right now that you are?
I'd say quiet time. Yeah.
Quiet time.
Just time by yourself.
I dig that. I've never experienced that or haven't for a very long time. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I talk about this sometimes on the show. I'm a big hunter. I'm a big deer hunter, big time deer hunter. And I swear that's really the reason I do it is because it's sort of like the only time in my life I can sit there and be quiet. And, like, if the deer don't come in, that's okay. Mm-hmm. I get, like, my best prayers done.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, so I'll pray the rosary a lot while sitting in a climbing stand or something. And I'll have a deer come in the middle of a decade. And I'll pray, like, 40 Hail Marys, not even realizing it. Just one after the other, not finishing it while watching the deer getting ready. Mm-hmm. So I like that quite. Why wouldn't that have been expected a year ago?
Just circumstances.
Great. Yeah. All right. What about you, Peyton?
I'm still thinking a little bit because... A year ago, I wasn't engaged, so I could say that, but that might be a little bit,
It's a good answer.
But, I mean, yeah, but yeah. It's a little on the nose. What am I doing now that I wasn't doing a year ago? I can't really think of one. I have increased.
Teaching high school.
That's true. That's
Are
true.
You teaching high school?
Oh!
No way!
Graduating college, dude.
Heck yeah.
I did also do that this past year. But yeah, I do help teach high school at our parish for our PCR stuff.
Oh, do you really?
Yes,
like youth ministry kind of stuff?
Correct, yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
I help with our youth choir, I help with our website, and I help with teaching high school, in which he does the same.
Hey.
Yeah, a little bit, you know.
He helps us teach high school.
I did like 8 years of youth ministry. It was great. I mean, it was awful and wonderful all at the same time.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I
think God sanctifies us through that, honestly.
Yes, 100%. Now, my answer is a total cop-out answer, but it's worth saying. I got a brand new baby. I had a baby who didn't exist, who had not been conceived yet last year at Thanksgiving.
Not a cop out.
And she's the best. She's easy. She's laid back. She's still in like that potato mode where she's just like a little potato. You put her there, you leave. She'll be right back there when you come back later. She just eats and cries, and she's really easy to make not cry because all she wants is mom. And it's the best.
You just pass her off, yeah.
And it's like it's a great time for my family. Like, you know, I've got my oldest is 13 all the way down to a newborn. And everybody, you know, they don't get along all the time. I have two middle school kids. Like, they're back and forth at each other a lot and everything. But there's something about that new baby in the house that's just, it's peace and it's goodness. And it's this like, all right, we really understand we all got to get our stuff together for the sake of someone else. And it's like looking outside of ourselves for the first time. I see it in them, and it's really cool. So I'm super thankful for that. All right, we got about a minute left. So this is going to be kind of a rapid fire question and answer real quick. Best cook in your family. Favorite dish?
Mom, her macaroni and cheese.
Mom's macaroni and cheese?
Yep.
You gonna agree with mom?
I'm gonna agree with mom.
Yeah, you don't have to go. I was gonna say, don't you dare say no. It's Aunt Rita or whatever. No, definitely mom.
I'm definitely gonna agree with mom. But I think her shepherd's pie really. Yeah, she makes a killer shepherd's pie.
Yeah, my wife does a shepherd's pie that's pretty fantastic. Best cook of my family, I'm also going to go with mom because I have to go with mom.
You have to.
If I don't, I'm worried she'll find out.
Exactly.
You will get murdered.
Yeah, and my granddad used to make some amazing stuffing. He passed away maybe 10 years ago, and she's taken the stuffing recipe and just freaking
that's beautiful. Yeah.
Nailed it. Cool. All right, guys, this was fun. Thanks so much. Yeah, it flies by. I did this super fast.
Sir. Yeah.
Appreciate y'all being here, and ladies and gentlemen at home, stay tuned because Logan's going to be coming on before too long doing a conversion stories episode. It's going to be a blast.
That is going to be really fun.
All right, guys, thanks for being here. Happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. This is Honest to God, a production of The Quest, Atlanta's Catholic Radio. Signing off.
This has been Honest to God, What's on Your Mind? A show for young adults by young adults on AM 1160 The Quest.